Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, again, the holidays can be an exciting time, but not always merry and bright. There was a survey from the American Psychological Association found that 9 out of 10 adults feel stressed at this time of year. Joining us to talk about taking care of your emotional well-being is Dr. Brent Wallace, also known as Dr. B. Dr. B, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Don. It's good to talk to you.
Same here. Tell us about emotional well-being. What is it?
Yeah, so really emotional well-being is kind of the basis for everything we think and everything we feel. And it affects, in particular, how you make decisions, how you connect and communicate with others, and how you manage really difficult situations. So it's kind of a key part of your overall physical and psychological health. And all the research have shown that if you have a positive emotional well-being, you actually lower your risk of certain chronic diseases, and you can even recover quicker from illness.
Yeah, it's interesting that it ties into the physical as well as the emotional. Now, this other survey said that 9 out of 10 of us feel stressed at this time of year, and that's certainly understandable. How does that happen?
Yeah, so, you know, I think a lot of people know this. They feel pretty overwhelmed during the holiday season. There's a million things going on. You're probably trying to manage a tight budget. A lot of people are right now. You probably have a packed schedule with trying to finish up work and then also trying to fit in holiday parties and stuff. And then, you know, some people may have, let me say, complicated family dynamics that you might have to experience. And so, you know, people feel a lot of pressure. They want to host the perfect party. They want to choose all the right gifts. But that's a lot to really put on one person.
And the hunting seasons are open and fall fishing's here, you know, besides
yeah.
all that.
A whole bunch to do, I know.
Count me in on that overwhelm during the holiday season. What else makes this holiday time difficult?
Yeah, another thing that happens during the holidays is loneliness becomes very, very common this time of year. And that's especially true, you know, for people that live alone or maybe they live away from their families so they can't celebrate with them in person, or for people that maybe have recently lost a loved one. And so that can make the holidays even harder and really maybe not make you feel so festive, but you're not alone in that at all.
Yeah, and how can our listeners help manage holiday stress? What's some suggestions?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is kind of take a pause and reset your expectations. You know, your holidays don't have to be absolutely perfect. They're not going to look like those Hallmark movies you see on TV all the time. And you don't have to celebrate the same way each year. A lot of people kind of feel like they have these traditions that they have to repeat year over year, but people change and traditions can change as well. So you can actually adjust what you're doing, especially if you're feeling more stressed and that you can't get things done the way that you have in the past. You know, try to shift a little and find new ways to enjoy the holiday season.
And what would be your next tip?
Yeah, the other bit, this is really huge, is learn to say no. It's very difficult sometimes. It may be, baking cookies and cakes and stuff like that, or maybe hosting a big event and coordinating schedules for the families. You can have this huge to-do list, and you're trying to get it all done, you know, before the holidays hit and everything. And you might feel this pressure to accept all those invitations, but you've got to realize there's only a certain amount of time in the holiday season. You're not going to be able able to fit absolutely everything in there. And so you want a little bit of time to rest and decompress it at the beginning of the year. And as you get further into the season, you want to, like I said, pause and think about your holiday priorities. You know, if you really want to spend time with your family, focus on spending time with your family. You know, if you want to help out in the community, do that. But make sure you take that time to relax a little bit as well, because that's going to actually help you enjoy the holiday season a little bit better.
And how about tip number three?
Yeah, so, you know, you may be focusing on making the holidays special for yourself or for others, but you don't want to forget about yourself. And so if you start feeling really overwhelmed, you know, again, pause, sit down, make a cup of tea. You know, it's too hot to drink cocoa right now, but maybe watch a movie or get out and walk around the neighborhood. Just take 15 or 20 minutes to unwind, and that can really help you recharge and feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, a little bit later on, I want to talk to you about that movie watching. I had another interesting guest on this week that said that actually there's some physical changes that happen with some serotonin in the brain if, in fact, you watch Christmas movies and listen to Christmas music. Was very interesting. Anyway, we're talking with Dr. Brent Wallace, about emotional well-being during the holidays. We'll be back to continue this conversation. But first, we've got to take a look at traffic. Joe Cordosi does it for us in the WWL Traffic Center. And welcome back into WWL's First News. We're talking with the Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, Dr. Brent Wallace, about emotional health and the holidays. Dr. B, one of the things that causes stress is the financial aspect of the holidays. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, that's a huge problem, especially right now. And you know, the thing to remember is you don't have to pick the biggest gift or the most expensive gift. You know, people just kind of want to know that you're thinking about them. So you can even try something homemade. And it sounds a little bit cliched, but sometimes just helping people out can be really beneficial to them. You know, maybe if you've got kids, offer to babysit for them or help them out with some chores, or, you know, maybe make them their favorite meal or a dessert. And then volunteering is really great too. You know, it's an opportunity to get out into the community and help others as well. And all of those things are free.
Absolutely. Great suggestions, Doc. Tell us about loneliness. People suffer from that during these times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing you want to do is try to find ways to stay connected with the people that are in your lives. And you can do that in a lot of different ways. You know, technology really helps. Schedule phone calls. I heard you just talking about phone phobia, but it's a great opportunity to call somebody on the phone, do a video chat with them, and send text messages and holiday cards. You know, that can be a really good way to connect with people that are not immediately close to you. And, you know, try to do some things to get out to. Like I said, volunteering is really a great thing. If you have a church that you go to, usually they're very festive, decorated, and a lot of people there. That may be another opportunity. And then for our older adults, there's a wonderful local councils on aging all over our area, and they have tons of events during the holidays, so reach out to them as well.
How else can you take care of emotional well-being, and what other habits are important?
Yeah, this is really important, too. People get all caught up in the craziness of everything, and they forget really the basics. And one of those is trying to stay healthy during this time period. So, you know, don't let your diet completely go out the door. It's okay to cheat a little bit, but you want to make sure you're still eating nutritious foods, that you're getting a little bit of exercise as well is really critical, because that's going to help you work off the stress. You know, after your big Christmas meal, walk around the block, get some fresh air. That's going to make you feel more grounded.
And what about your last tip? People should not be afraid to ask for help if they feel like they need it, or get someone they know help.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like I said, loneliness is very prevalent during this time period, and it can become extremely severe. So if you are feeling really intense feelings of loneliness, or one of your family members are, you know, it's very important to talk with them, but there are options for help. You can absolutely reach out to a healthcare provider. You can reach out to your primary care physician. And keep in mind that there is a crisis support line, and it is used pretty frequently during this time period. It's very simple. You actually just call or text 988. and that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that can actually connect you with somebody that can provide a little bit of telephonic counseling for you and help you talk through things. So keep that in mind always.
And if someone wants to find out more about People's Health?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got a wonderful Medicare center right in Metairie on Veterans Boulevard. It's right next to Trader Joe's, and you can always come in there. We actually have a lot of holiday events. We have a lot of health-based educational events as well. So you can check out our website at peopleshealth.com or actually stop by and see us. We'd love to see you.
Any last words on emotional well-being?
Yeah, just remember, like I said, to enjoy the holidays. This is a really wonderful time of year. It can be difficult for some people, but like I said at the beginning, you know, pause, kind of think about what you need to get done. Don't try to cram it all in, and really just, you know, try to enjoy it and spend some time with friends if you
can. And remember that emotional well-being and the physical well-being, they both complement each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's really important. You know, if you feel happy, then your body's going to be happy, and that's going to help you with everything.
Very good. What a pleasure. Thanks for talking with us, Dr. B, and hope we help some people. I'm sure a lot of them can identify with some of the suggestions and tips you put out there.
Absolutely. Have a great holiday, Don.
You do the same. All right, that's Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, the Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. When we come back after the news, Sheriff Joe Lapinto joins us to talk about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Flying drones all over Jefferson Parish. We'll be back to do that. But first, it's time for WWL's First News. Yeah, feeling like a fish and game reporter trapped in a news talk host's body. In for Tommy Tucker. Joining us now is Sheriff Joey Lapinto, Jefferson Parish Sheriff, to talk about his new drone patrol. Hey, Joey, how you doing? Long time no talk.
Doing great, Don. How about yourself? You doing great?
Good. You had any good fishing or hunting trips this season?
You know, I've made a few hunting trips. I haven't been fishing in a while, but I'll get back out on the water. You know, it's about time.
You got a little duck hunting in?
I did. A little wood duck hunting the other day with my son. He killed a few. I was happy. But I've got a couple trips during the holidays that I'm going to try to make.
Very good. Very good. All right. So now you're putting eyes up in the sky with a drone patrol. Tell us about that.
I tell you what, Don, it is a game changer in really law enforcement. I mean, drones are not new technology, right? We've used drones on a JPSO basis for the last 20 years. But generally speaking, it's a drone in the back of someone's car that, you know, hey, we need a perimeter set up on the person that ran from us. That person gets called. 30 minutes later, he arrives on scene and puts a drone up in the air and sees if the person was hiding out somewhere, right? And or missing person, same thing. You're 30 minutes behind any time. Where this is what we really call as a drone as a first responder. So we have charging docks, self-sustaining, heated, air-conditioned docks that have 23 drones spread out around the unincorporated areas of Jefferson Parish, all run from one central location. So at the central location, you have deputies that have the ability to listen to the 911 calls that are coming in, hear them before they're even dispatched to the policeman out on the street, and make a decision of whether they're going to launch on that particular call. And they're able to launch, get on scene before our deputies get there, and be able to give that eyes in the skies review. Hey, yes, the person just came out of the store, whether it's an armed robbery suspect, they're fleeing down the street. You know, police are always reactionary, right? You know, we're getting a call after the fact, and our job is to respond. So response time is crucial, because whether you're in a car or walking, if you're in one place 5 minutes later, you're another half a mile away. And so the ability for us to be there quickly gives us a lot better opportunity to make arrest when warranted. And certainly we've seen that in the last month and a half that we've had these drones operational.
That's understandable. Has this created a new position in law enforcement, a drone operator? I've got visions of them sitting in some type of a studio with all these controls and they can operate those drones. Does that require special training, and is it new positions that are opening up?
It does. Now, I mean, I will say all of our operators as of this time are Part 107 pilots, drone pilots. So we have to have certain FAA training, but they're also deputies. They're also post-certified deputies, because I need somebody that can communicate to the people on the ground what they need to know. You know, hey, I need you to go to this corner. I need you to go this, you know, watch out because it looks like I got a heat signature underneath this tree, right? And so I want them to think from a tactical standpoint, but also have the proper license just for a pilot. So it's not just having a pilot's license to be able to fly a drone. Look, let's be real. These pilots, I mean, these drones, they fly themselves for the most part, right? All you do is hit the location of the call, and it takes off and flies autonomously to the location, to the GPS location, and they take over once they're on scene to get it in the position that they want or the camera angle that they want to be able to locate and call out the information that they need to. But all of them are Part 107 pilots.
Well, there's been more than 60 arrests since you put the program in effect. Can you give me one memorable case to give us the story of what it did, how it was accomplished?
I mean, give you an example of how it works, right? We had a stolen vehicle that hit on one of our ALPR cameras that went into a parking lot, but we didn't know where it was. Drone went onto that scene, located it parked in a parking lot. The individuals that were in that car were in the store. They were in the store, so the drone just sat there for 30 minutes waiting for them to come out. That time, deputies were able to get in the surrounding area and wait for two individuals that walked out, got into the stolen car, and as soon as they went to pull off, we were able to pull in, box them in, and they tried to run, but we ended up making an apprehension off of it, right? Foot chases, it's not about who's faster or who can outrun the radio. Yes, last week we had a shoplifter that jumped into a bed of a pickup truck hiding from the police. The policeman probably would have ran right by him if he didn't see him jump into the bed of the pickup truck, which he didn't, but the drone did. And so sure enough, the guy's laying in the back of the pickup truck, and he looks up and he sees the drone. And you can see he had like the moment, you know, yep, the eye in the sky sees everything. So it's certainly worked out to our benefit, and it's changing the game for us.
Yeah, they have infinite patience, and they work in all the weather. And boy, what an addition it is. Well, Joey, you know, these things can also help. I see a use for, like, lost children. Or you remember we had the guy lost in the Barataria Wildlife Refuge over there, and he was lost in there. These drones could certainly help with that.
We did. In fact, just the same week that New Orleans lost that young autistic kid in New Orleans East, we had a similar autistic kid that went missing from a house. And we ended up dispatching 30 officers over there to start going door to door, knocking door to door. And we had a drone, team en route, and got there and started, you know, putting it up and searching the backyards and all that. But certainly if we get that phone call now, we just had a runaway that did the same thing, ran away from home. We got the call. We were able to locate her a half a mile away from the house before she even got anywhere. And instead of feeding our Facebook feeds with this person's missing, this person's missing, they were back at the house within 15 minutes of them leaving.
Yeah, no more milk carton IDs. Have you had a shots fired at drone yet?
No, we haven't had it. I mean, look, you'd have to be a really good shot for that. And, but that being said, who knows? But it's still, from a standpoint, it's giving our officers a whole lot more safety. Definitely worth that. So it gives them a lot.
Joey, to wrap up here, I know a lot of law enforcement agencies throughout the parishes cooperate with each other's and, with in water teams and dive teams. I guess if another parish gets in a bind and they need this, they could contact you and give them some help with your drones.
So the drones or the first responder are really set for about a 2-mile radius of the docking station that they're in.
Okay.
Right. Now that doesn't mean we help out agencies all the time with our other drones, where we respond to them and are able to you know, get up in the air and help them out. So we certainly use a lot of those drones for other agencies, but that's not what this is made for. This is made for fast response of the areas that we patrol.
All right, asking for a friend who's texting in, do these drones have missiles?
No, they don't have missiles. They don't have guns. They got a light on it and a parachute on them. You know, so.
Joey, I know you got to run, man. Thanks for spending some time and talking with us, and congratulations for putting that out there. The DFR, the Drone First Responder Program, technology is here, and certainly for the better.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Joey. Hope you get some good fishing and hunting in. All right, when we come back after this, we'll get to some of your text messages. Also, right after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking to Julia Davis. Would you ever yell at your boss? Well, we're back on those Gen Zers again. They're having outbursts at work. If you're a manager, has that happened to you? Or if you're an employee, have you ever yelled or screamed at your boss? I'd like to hear from you. Our talking text line, 504-260-1870. That's Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text, 504-260-1870. 260-1870. We're back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.